Hi there, welcome to the first episode, I don't know what to call it, and I'm going to have a rehearsal for a, I can call it, a rehearsal. I want to sing I Love You by Billie Eilish, and I'm gonna, know the song, and see what's behind of it and how am I supposed to sing with it. So let's start. So I'm in my room with a laptop in front of me, and I, as you know, I'm in Iran. I'm using Siphone, which is a VPN for get the shit out of the YouTube. So I'm gonna start with Siphone and put it on, turn it on, put it on. Okay, there we go. So the first thing that I'm going to search about is what she was thinking when she was singing that song. I kinda know it. So I guess it is important to you to be connected with the song. So I'm searching YouTube on my Google, and I'm going to search about the story behind I Love You song by Billie Eilish. Take my eyes off of you. I found it. So, as you guys know, the network is down. Let's see the first picture. Yeah, I've seen so many. Not so many, just one. She was crying while singing it. Okay.
Approximately 47 million feet.
Okay. The first video that I'm watching is Billie Eilish's I Love You Deeper Meaning. Lyrics explained.
Hey everybody, I'm Cooper Stumpy, the Pop Science Professor, and welcome to my channel where we make English class awesome by talking about song lyrics. Today we're talking about I Love You by Billie Eilish, and this is going to be really interesting because I Love You actually seems to be part of a three-part series that you might not realize if somebody didn't told you, if somebody didn't tell you. There we go. Have I Love You, and then the song right after, Goodbye, all three of those three titles are meant to make a statement. Listen, before I go, I love you, goodbye. And it's especially interesting because Listen, Before I Go is probably about suicide. I Love You sounds like it's about the same relationship that's kind of being talked about in Listen, Before I Go. And then Goodbye serves as like this very sad sort of allusion to suicide, but also as a way to say, hey, the album's over. So there's a lot going on here. I Love You is the middle one. It's one of the most sentimental songs on the entire album by Billie Eilish, and
actually, I feel a lot of exaggerations. I don't know why.
It's also supposedly one of her favorites. I Love You is about a complicated relationship that isn't always happy, as obvious by the songs that come before and after. And there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye. If you guys want me to explain Listen Before I Go, go ahead and give me a comment letting me know, and we'll see if that happens. Before we jump into those lyrics for I Love You, I am going to take a quick look at some lyrics from Listen Before I Go. She sings, take me to the rooftop, I want to see the world when I stop breathing, which suggests suicide by jumping, turning blue, Tell Me Love Is Endless, Don't Be So Pretentious, Leave Me Like You Do. And I'm not going to get into explaining all of that song, but obviously that's still the same rocky relationship mentioned in I Love You, and it's her saying, hey, look, I need to tell you some stuff before I go, and I want to see the world in a certain way, but it is coming to an end. And this is especially heartrending and difficult to hear, because if you read any of the interviews about Billie Eilish and her newfound fame, like, it's not really treating her well. Like nightmares and night terrors and sleep paralysis and things like that, she's explained to reporters or journalists that they've gotten worse for her as she's gotten more famous. She's had more anxiety or more depression, and it's just been really, really difficult for her, actually. Now, I don't want to comment too much on her mental health, because I don't purport to know exactly what she's going through or what's going on, but maybe we can see what she has left for us to learn in the song I Love You, something that at least in a small way harkens to the positive side of things. She sings, it's not true, tell me I've been lied to, crying isn't like you, what the hell did I do, never been the type to let someone see right through. She says, it's not true, tell me I've been lied to. What is she referring to there? Is she saying, you know, you cheated on me, tell me that that's not true, because I still want to believe in you? Is it something good that she doesn't want to hear? The answer definitely will surprise you. It surprised me anyway. But she says, it's not true, tell me I've been lied to, I don't want to believe it, whatever this thing is, I want it to cease to exist, crying isn't like you. So it's made this other person emotional too, either her response or the thing that they said, and she lashes out in anger, what the hell did I do? Never been the type to let someone see right through refers to her getting vulnerable in this relationship and not wanting any of it. In the chorus we hear, maybe won't you take it back, say you were trying to make me laugh and nothing has to change today, you didn't mean to say I love you and I don't want to. So, the thing that this person said is, I love you. It's the title of the song. Billie Eilish has heard this and she's saying, no, I don't want this. I don't want our relationship to go this direction. But she admits, I love you and I don't want to. Now, she doesn't get into why or why not. She doesn't want to love this person. But the thought of this relationship going to that level of depth is frightening for her. She wants the person to just pass it off as a joke so they can keep going in the comfortableness of whatever level their relationship was at. In verse 2, up all night on another red eye, referring to a very late flight, I wish we never learned to fly, maybe we should just try to tell ourselves a good lie, didn't mean to make you cry. And so that up all night could be the context of when she had this conversation with this person, wishes they had never learned how to fly. That would mean it'd be a lot harder for her to be able to go to concerts, which apparently is something she doesn't always enjoy. But maybe we should just try to tell ourselves a good lie. Didn't mean to make you cry, and that's probably because of her response to what this person said. The bridge refers to the smile that you gave me even when you felt like dying. This person felt like dying because of how she responded, probably, or because he was so embarrassed what he said, took such a big risk. Then she says in the outro, so keep in mind, she's been keeping this guy at arm's length the entire song. In the outro, they're going to get a little bit close. She says, we fall apart as it gets dark. I'm in your arms in Central Park. So that's Central Park in New York. And she kind of caves a little bit. She's in his arms. She's kind of succumbing to the love, I guess.
Well, actually, I feel like he's just reading something and just explaining that not explaining feels like what? So let's see what Billie herself say about that. You know, she sings the best songs ever, and it's so good, it's so normal, and like, you've got to do that, you've got to know what she was feeling when she was writing the song. I don't know if she was listening or singing, you definitely should know. Smile that you gave me even when you felt like dying. Yeah, your own network is completely, he's so down. Yeah, you know, we are terrorists. What the fuck? Do you really think like that? A excellent, glad I found your videos, looking to using I don't know what. It's a handy tool to help grow your channel. Chanel. Doesn't come that way. Oh, maybe it might. No. If you're happy right now, don't watch this. The smile that you gave me when you felt like that. It's been 10 minutes? Are you fucking kidding me? 10 minutes. Wow. I guess you're thinking that how I'm gonna sing that song with this voice. Oh, but I kind of feel comfortable with my voice. It's kind of cute voice for singing. Sometimes I feel like that, but I don't know. Maybe you feel different. And this shit doesn't... So I may pause it, then I'll fix this and come back. So don't go anywhere. I don't know when we listen, but okay. So I couldn't find anything interesting in that video. So I'm gonna search for new videos. Oh no, Chanel. She's so beautiful. Like, I don't get it. Okay, so, story behind I Love You. Okay, story of song. I Love You is the second to last track on young popular musician Billie Eilish. The California native has previously stated to Radio Energy that I Love You is one of her favorites on her album When We Fall Asleep. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Eilish stated that it is still one of my favorite songs I've ever written in my life. I Love You features vocal from Eilish's brother and producer Phineas, who also co-wrote the track. The track seems to be about a relationship that Eilish seems to realize is not for the best, but she can't escape it. I Love You and I Don't Want To, in an interview with Papa's, Eilish stated that the three final tracks on the album were supposed to form a sentence, "Listen Before I Go, I Love You, and Lastly, Goodbye." Originally, the sentence was supposed to begin with a track title, "I Don't Know, I Just Wish I Wasn't Breathing." However, Eilish revealed that the song was never finished and therefore could not go on the album. In an interview with the YouTube channel DWDD, Eilish had this to say about I Love You, I Don't Want To, That I Don't Know That song. I feel like I didn't even like. I feel like me and Phineas can't even believe we wrote that song. Wow. That song just shot itself out of me and Phineas, and I can't even tell you that song, like, I Love You, that song. While performing this song live, Eilish has seemed to cry and get emotional, leading fans to believe that this track is based on a personal story. There is currently no official music video for the track, but the official audio has over 15 million views and 240,000 likes since its upload YouTube on the 28th March 2019. So you don't find them good, but now we know how important this song is for her. And I don't know, why am I so emotional today? So let's take a look at the song.
It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you.
Okay, so I'm gonna start by every 1 minute I'm gonna practice it. So I'm gonna go to YouTube and find the cover song which I liked. So here's the first karaoke version. Let's see. Actually, it's two kind of it on the Euro.
TFM.
Laat je horen.
Jullie horen het. Here we go. De tracks van nu. De trends van straks.
Dat is muziek van je ouders.
Okay, so let's see. It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. Ooh. What the hell did I? So let's hear the next song. This is piano, and that was kind of guitar, I guess. It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. Ooh. What the hell did I do? So I'm gonna listen to it. Wait a second. So one more thing that I did right now is I searched for how to sing. That can help. So, okay, how to sing. Plus play.
Have you always
guitar.
Wanted to be a great singer? Hey
there,
Billy,
I'm Alex. I love you. Mickey's singing tips. Who's Mickey? Mike.
Hi, singers and musicians. It's Mickey here with your singing tip.
Wow, she's cute. So.
In today's video, I'm going to show you how to play and sing Billie Eilish's song, I Love You, on the guitar. It's very, very easy, so this is appropriate for any level of guitar player. So the intro to the song starts out with a little riff that sounds like this. Okay, that's the first chord.
So I don't want to play it on guitar, so I'm going to search the video for the singing.
String to change today, and then to the F on the E string. I didn't mean, and then to the G to say I love, and then you go to an A minor chord.
Okay, that's kind of unhelpful, but it's totally not helping me. So let's get just to start this, and I will help myself. Because I can hear myself. Because I want to be myself. Me, being me, is really unhelpful. Oh my god, my tears can't stop. Like, I don't know why. So, let's go. Here's the first shot. Just want to feel it to be so emotional, like they feel your voice. I mean, by they, people, for me. It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. What the hell did I do? Never been the type to let someone see right. Back, say you were trying to make me laugh, and nothing has to change today. You didn't mean to say I love. and I don't want to. It's pretty sad. I hope I sing it in a good way, but there's a lot to work on, I know that, so I hope you listen to this podcast and enjoy it. Thank you all for giving me the value to listening to me. Thank you.